She could recognize that croaky voice with a tinge of familiar seductiveness anywhere. It was the last person she expected to see at her high school reunion. Wasn't John living in New York? She bent over nervously to pick up her keys and was quickly met by a pair of classy brown leather shoes standing right by them.
He squatted down athletically and looked straight into her eyes with curiosity and wonder as he placed her keys in her palm. John loved how soft her hands hadn't changed a bit in 15 years. Even more, he loved realizing she wasn't wearing a ring.
John briefly described what he'd been up to since high school graduation and their long-distance breakup. Rhonda felt a wave of nostalgia overcome her. Still, she was surprised to see he hadn't changed a bit, except he looked hotter and had switched his jersey for a shirt and tie. He still had that intoxicating confidence about him, and that smile. Rhonda placed her hand on the roof of the red 1965 Shelby Cobra.
John blushed and looked down at the floor, placing his hands into his pockets.
Rhonda was surprised to see that John still remembered their song. Woo!
Telling her they couldn't miss it, he grabbed her by the hand and they ran into the gym together. Just like the last time they danced to this song, John busted out in the silly dance that he knew Rhonda loved.
Seeing him make such a big effort to see her smile reminded Rhonda why she loved him so much, but she still carried a huge insecurity from back in the day. Still, she was thrilled to see him and get a chance to relive the past, if only for a couple hours she joined in his silly dancing.
Are you seeing anyone?
Rhonda stopped dancing as she saw him surrounded by his usual crowd of women. A part of her was glad to know he was single and that reconnecting now wasn't a sign of his old immaturity. Despite this, she didn't want to watch how other women flirted with him. Even though it had been 15 years, he still managed to make her jealous.
John couldn't care less about the other women and quickly moved to find her. Rhonda was downing several margaritas by the bleachers, drinking like she always did whenever she got mad at him. He headed her way. John noticed she was upset, placed his hand on her thigh, slowly leaning into her ear.
She was disappointed when he only grabbed the drink next to her and took a sip.
John smiled and leaned in once more, now sure that she was just as attracted to him as he was to her. He wanted her badly.
As he whispered this into her ear, he placed his hand on hers. Rhonda closed her eyes, instantly realizing
how much she'd missed him all these years. She'd had other partners before, but none of them ever made her feel even close to this.
John wrapped his large hand around her delicate neck and pressed her closer to him gently as he sucked on her earlobe.
Rhonda remembered their days as high school seniors, making out behind the bleachers, in the corridors, and even having sex in some of the bathrooms by the parking lot. It was true. They never used to care about who was watching.
He continued sucking on her earlobe and then discreetly made his way down her neck, kissing it passionately like he always used to. Occasionally, he slipped his hand between her legs.
Rhonda felt herself begin to get wet, slightly crossing her legs, but John was already trying to finger fuck her from on top of her skirt.
He grabbed her by the hand and led her out of the gym, looking both ways to make sure there was no one in the corridor.
She moaned and jumped to wrap her legs around his torso, feeling his erected dick under his pants. Holding onto his neck with one hand, she used her other one to slowly feel her way down his chest, undoing every button in her path.
Pushing her against the lockers, he kissed her passionately while running his hand up her t-shirt and massaging her breasts vigorously. They ran through the corridor, making their way to the parking lot and back to his car.
Rhonda rolled her eyes in disbelief, but continued to feel him up and down while he opened the door for her. She felt 18 again, getting away to be with him somewhere. Every part of her wanted to consume him.
John parked the car a couple of meters east, right in front of the football field. It was where they first kissed, and also the place they'd had sex countless times. Pushing the seats down, he laid on top of Rhonda while rubbing himself against her.
She pulled down his pants as he kissed her neck and licked his way down her stomach. He then blew across her belly button and sucked on it. She curled up in pleasure as she sunk her nails into his back and let him take the rest of his pants off. She stretched her hands over her head and felt something soft laying in the back seat. She pulled at it, realizing it was his high school varsity jacket.
John took off her t-shirt, undid her bra, and admired her bare breasts. They were large and plump, just the way he liked her. Wrapping his hands around her back, he sat her upright to put his jacket around Rhonda.
She finished taking off his shirt and pulled him back down.
With the windows completely fogged, he stroked her vagina and let her juices soak his hand completely, slowly inserting the tip of his penis inside of her and then taking it out. He repeated this several times as he watched Rhonda arch blissfully. John penetrated her to the base of his dick and thrusted his pelvis in deeper each time. He let her ride him like only she could, and he enjoyed every second of it. Feeling her was pure ecstasy. John sunk himself deeper into Rhonda one last time. Oh.
Oh,